Pollari's Rosso del Soprano is one of those wines that combines ageable with accessible in really appealing ways. And in fact, I'd say that that's one of the real draws to drinking the best Nerello-based wines. They're drinkable now, or you can hold on to them for a while. I've tasted Rosso del Soprano going back a good ways, and it can start to show some of the detailed and complex flavors with age that I really enjoy. But at the same time, the fruit is already appealing and poised when young. If you would like to get a taste of what I'm talking about, the 2010 Rosso del Soprano from Pollari is a really nice place to start. It already has some age on it, some nice maturity, but still some youthful vigor as well. The ageless folks at Crush Wine and Spirits will provide you with a discount on the 2010 Rosso del Soprano because you listened to this show. The price for a bottle comes down to $41.95 if you call Crush at 212-980-9463. And use the offer code IDTTFORME, IDTT for me. Or use that same promo code online at crushwineco.com to take advantage of this pricing on a wine that's really one of the most readily charming from Sicily. Call Crush Wine and Spirits and ask for the special deal available to podcast listeners. I'll drink to that, where we get behind the scenes of the beverage business. I'm Levy Dalton.
I'm Erin Scala.
And here's our show today.
Are you guys ready to get warmed up? Because I am.
Most scholars believe that the locations in the Odyssey had real-life correlations on the Mediterranean map. In Book 9 of the Odyssey, Odysseus and his men were captured by a cyclops, possibly near what is today Mount Etna. In the epic poem, the cyclops people are described as a group of arrogant and lawless people of no industry. In the poem, they have enough raw materials from nature to subsist without really working or farming. But we do know that at least they made cheese, for Odysseus' men found some in the Cyclops' cave. Once captured, Odysseus used wine he had brought with him to make his captor drunk. Then, as the Cyclops fell into a drunken sleep, Odysseus and his men blinded the Cyclops with a hot wooden staff. In the morning, Odysseus and his crew held on upside down to the bellies of sheep and escaped unseen as the blind Cyclops sent out his flock. Could the Homeric description of Cyclops culture be a metaphor for what the Odyssey's Greek contemporaries thought of Sicily's inhabitants? If so, around 1000 BC, Sicily's inhabitants had a reputation for being lazy, uncultured, unfriendly, and easily angered brutes. There were people living in Sicily at that time, at least two groups before the Greeks arrived. Did they make wine? We don't really know, but they did have indigenous wild grapes, so it would have been possible. It also would have been possible for the Mycenaeans to have brought winemaking technology by 1200 BC. But winemaking most certainly came to the island in the 700 BCs with the arrival of Greek colonies. And a few centuries later, in 400 BC, wine culture was a fairly healthy part of everyday life. And in the other direction, Sicily's effect on Greek culture was significant. Sicilian symposium drinking games, Sicilian cuisine, extensive Sicilian trade, and even the genre of comedy made their way to Greece and can be traced back to Sicily's blossoming wine culture. Sicily's naturally fertile land led to a heyday of gastronomic and vinous renown throughout the Greek world. But then the Romans came. Things changed when the Romans took over in about 200 BC. The fertility of Sicily's soils was exploited for grain production. And while wines were still made, the main focus shifted away from cuisine and wine to grain production for the masses. Feudal-like land arrangements introduced deeply stratified social tiers. Still, even in the first centuries, wines from Messina and Etna were highly regarded throughout the Mediterranean. In about 800 AD, a 200-year period of Muslim rule shifted agricultural focus away from wine and wheat and towards citrus fruits, olives, stoned fruits, dates, and nuts. But after this intense agricultural renaissance, power shifted again, and again, and again, and Sicily bounced from one sovereign ruler to another. Soon Sicily's agriculture was focused once again on wheat, and nobles were really exploiting the poorer classes. In the 1700s and 1800s, Sicily experienced a Marsala boom, and under British influence, red table wines also became popular because they traveled well in ships. In the late 1800s, tragedy begat opportunity for Sicily, as merchants from around Europe sought wine from Sicily to blend into their home wines, as their home wine stocks were heavily depleted by phylloxera. Sicily's inexpensive wine for blending was in high demand, and plantings grew exponentially to meet demand. But that demand didn't last long. It dried up as Europe began to plant grafted vines. Prices for Sicilian wine tumbled. Vintners went broke. And then phylloxera itself ended up ravaging the vineyards in Sicily. To give an example of just how much Sicilian wine production has shrunk since the 1800s, Sicily today has just a little over one-third of wine grape acreage as it had in the year 1880. The 1900s story of Sicily is similar to that of much of Europe. Mass emigration saw a decline in the workforce. The World Wars wreaked havoc on families and businesses, and global financial depression saw the loss of many export markets. People who still had vineyards started to focus on bulk wine production. And though small independent families here and there made good wines in this and that region, it hasn't been until the current millennium that the Sicilian wine industry has regained footing and become a global luxury commodity once again. Who's one of the players in the changing image of Sicilian wine? Stay tuned to find out.
Hey, just a reminder, Aaron's warm-ups can be found on vinography.com, online, and in text if you'd care to read them all the way through. That's vinography.com, where you can find Aaron Scala's warm-ups as text.
I'm Michelle Basilia, wine director of Blue Hill, New York City.
Lee Campbell from Diner in Brooklyn.
This is Sharon Severins from Amonte Vino in Montclair, New Jersey.
Patrick Capiello, Rebel in Pearl and Ash.
Ian Doran from the Wine Library.
Jeremy Noy, Morel Fine Wine Retail and Wine Bar at Rockefeller Center.
These tri-state buyers all know that 750 is a one-stop resource for the beverage alcohol trade. Search across distributor portfolios, see trade tastings, and easily connect with your sales rep. It's free and easy to sign up. Are you a wine importer, restaurant wine director, or retailer working with direct import? Probably you are because you're listening to the show right now. Well, do you have also a strong interest in expanding your selection of Italian wines? If so, I have a pretty awesome opportunity for you. I'll be leading a group of buyers to Verona in Italy for the inaugural edition of Wine to Wine, a new forum for buyers to taste directly with producers. Wine to Wine has been developed by VinItaly, which is the largest trade show in the world. You've probably heard about it. And this is a new chance to meet with producers face-to-face in Italy, make some great connections, in a little bit of a smaller format. All Drink to That is a podcast partner with Wine to Wine, and we're really excited about it. You have the opportunity to join me at Wine to Wine in Italy on December 2nd and 3rd of this year because a travel and lodging stipend is being made available to buyers. If you are someone who wants to grow your Italian wine portfolio, this is an excellent chance to do so. To apply to join me and the many excellent producers at Wine to Wine, you should send an email to media@vinitalytour.com. That's media@vinitalytour.com. So VINITALYTOUR.com. You want to include in that email a short bio that covers your work responsibilities and also a paragraph discussing your interest in Italian wine. If the VinItaly folks like what they see, they'll follow back up with you for some more information. This is a pretty spectacular chance to go to Italy and taste with producers at no cost to you, but you need to have a strong interest in Italian wine and you need to be a buyer. If that's you, email media@vinitalytour.com with your details to get started, and I might just see you in Verona. The interview you're about to hear was translated by Alessandro Della Cenza. Thank you, Alessandro. Salvatore Girasci of Polari on the show. Hello, sir. How are you?
Saluto io te e grazie per avermi ospitato per questa intervista.
I'm good, thank you, and thank you very much to invite me for this interview.
Very nice to have you here.
Anche mio.
The pleasure is mine.
You grew up in Messina,
Sono cresciuto a Messina, vicino Messina, dove c'è la mia azienda, Santo Stefano di Briga.
I was raised nearby Messina, where my vineyard is, and Santo
Stefano di Briga.
Santo Stefano di Briga.
And what was it like at that time?
Era un mondo ancora molto più vero.
It was a real world.
Era un mondo legato alla terra.
It was a world tied to the soil.
Però il vino non aveva la consapevolezza di adesso.
The wine wasn't it didn't have the knowledge that we have right now.
Era un vino legato all'alimentazione quotidiana.
The wine was tied to the everyday food that we had at the table.
E purtroppo spesso prendeva la via dell'estero o del nord Italia.
And very often it was taking the road to the north of Italy.
Per dare colore e alcol.
To give color and body.
No, nella Sicilia orientale non c'era il latifondo, la grande proprietà.
In the southern part of Sicily there was not the big property.
Quindi non la grande quantità.
So not the large quantity.
E il vino era uso famiglia o per gli amici.
And the wine was for the family or for the friends.
Damigiana, grande bottiglia.
The big bottles.
And what was the farm like when you were a child?
Ma di questi tempi c'era una bellissima cosa. L'odore dei fiori degli agrumi, dell'arancio, che si chiama zagara.
This time of the year there was something that I remember very well. It was the scent of this flower called zagara.
Che solo al ricordo mi commuovo.
I feel goosebumps, just reminder.
What was the zagara like?
La zagara è un fiore bianco, piccolo,
flower,
ed è il fiore dell'arancio, del limone e del mandarino.
It's the flower of the orange, lemon and mandarin.
È simile alla gardenia.
It's very similar to gardenia.
Ed è molto penetrante.
It's very sharp, the essence is very sharp.
E si distilla.
And you can distill.
Per fare un'essenza.
To do the essence.
After your childhood you decided to pursue architecture as a career.
Ma in casa mia, nella mia famiglia, c'è stata sempre la passione per la cucina e per il buon vino. Mio nonno era prima mio nonno, era un maestro e poi mio padre.
In his family there was always the passion for the wine and cooking, the kitchen.
Sono cresciuto con questa passione dentro.
You grew up with this passion inside.
Così come ho avuto sempre la passione per le cose belle, l'arte.
And he has passion as well for the beautiful things, as such as art.
E sin da ragazzo ho voluto fare l'architetto.
And since he was young, he wanted to be an architect.
And you have one brother, Giampiero.
Mio fratello ha fatto agraria ed è quello che materialmente gestisce l'azienda mentre io sono a New York a fare interviste.
Giampiero is the one, is the agronomist actually, is the one that runs the company while I'm in New York interviewing.
So you become an architect, and what happens next?
Intorno agli anni, quando avevo 30 anni, scrivevo di vini e di cucina con un grande giornalista italiano che si chiamava Luigi Veronelli.
Luigi Veronelli, a very important Italian writer, we wrote about wine and food in my youth.
Nel 1990,
in 1990,
lui con la sua bellissima rivista che si chiamava L'Etichetta,
with his magazine called L'Etichetta, The Etiquette,
ha fatto un numero speciale sulla Sicilia.
He had a special article about Sicily.
Ha fatto un giro con me per tutta la Sicilia. Io ho scritto degli articoli sui vini dell'Etna e sulla pesca al pesce spada.
He went around Sicily with me and I wrote an article about the Etna and the swordfish that we have in Sicily.
Che è una caccia tipica dello stretto di Messina.
That it's a typical fishing technique of the Messina Bridge.
Con una tecnica di cattura, di caccia, che affonda le radici nel mondo romano e poi arabo.
With a special technique that was born with the Roman Empire and the Arabs as well.
Veronelli è rimasto alcuni giorni a Messina, affascinato da questo mondo.
Veronelli was very fascinated by this world and he stayed in Messina for a few days.
E di della nostra cucina.
And of course even the kitchen, the food that we have over there.
Che si porta sempre le memorie arabe.
He always carry the Arabs' memories.
Pinoli, uva passa, agrodolce.
Pine nuts, pinoli nuts,
tomato.
Raisin, tomato, of course.
L'agrodolce.
And sweet and sour.
Ha visto le mie vigne?
So the vines.
Che sono sullo stretto di Messina con un'inclinazione forte.
That they're very steep as a slope.
E mi ha detto c'è questa antica dock, la Faro dock, che rischia di scomparire.
And he told me that there is this very historical DOC that is disappearing.
Tu la devi salvare.
You need to save it.
Tu hai una vigna di collina, hai una vigna di collina, e il grande vino si fa nella collina, non nel fondovalle.
And you have a vine that is on the hill, and the good wine you can make it on the hill, not in the flatland.
E in più sei vicino al mare.
And plus you're close to the sea.
Il mare dà sempre una caratterizzazione singolare al vino.
The sea, you always give the wine such a particular character.
E ricordati
and remember,
che la Francia ha uve d'argento e fa vini d'oro.
Remember that France has silver grapes and makes gold wines.
In Italia e il sud Italia,
in Italia and the south of Italy,
voi avete uve d'oro,
you have a golden grape,
e farete vini d'argento.
And make silver wines.
Tu devi fare un vino d'oro.
You need to make a gold wine.
Ti presento un grande enologo molto giovane come te che si chiama Donato Lanati.
I will introduce you a very young enologist, as young as you, with the name of
Donato Lanati.
Donato Lanati.
E comincia.
And we start.
E la mia avventura comincia nel 1990, un quarto di secolo fa.
And my adventure started in 1990.
What was Luigi Veronelli like as a person?
Veronelli era una persona straordinaria.
An extraordinary person.
Perché aveva una formazione scolastica di filosofia.
Because he was a philosopher, his background was a philosopher.
Lui ha insegnato filosofia.
He teach philosophy.
Quindi l'approccio col mondo della cucina e del vino.
So his approach with the world of the wine and the food in general.
Era un approccio profondo.
It was a very deep approach.
Non era un approccio di mero piacere.
It wasn't superficial.
Ma era piacere.
But it was a pleasure.
Storia.
History.
Umanità.
Humanity.
Il terroir.
Il territorio, the terroir.
You meet Donato Lanati, and what did he tell you?
Ha visto la piccola azienda come la mia.
He saw a small vineyard like mine.
Con vigne ad alberello che avevano più di 80 anni.
That the vines were 80 years older and more.
Ma ha detto, ma io sto facendo Blanget con Ceretto, milioni di bottiglie, con te che devo fare?
I'm doing millions of bottles with Ceretto, with you. What am I going to do with you?
Dopo alcuni giorni, che in un bell'albergo di Taormina.
After a couple days in a beautiful hotel in Taormina.
San Domenico si chiama, che è uno dei più belli alberghi al mondo.
San Domenico, one of the most beautiful hotel in the world.
Che abbiamo svuotato praticamente la cantina.
They practically empty the cellar.
Ha detto, se facciamo un grande vino ci sto.
If we make a very good wine, I'm in.
Diversamente no.
Otherwise I'm not going to waste my time.
Beh, io ho risposto, io voglio fare un grande vino. Fare il vino come in Damigiana come i miei nonni non mi interessa.
My answer was, I want to make a good wine. Making wine like my ancestors made, it's not my thing. It's not my interest.
Mi dà uno schema di vinificazione nuovo per la mia zona. Ancora non avevo lieviti indigeni, me li ha dati lui.
I didn't have indigenous yeast at the time, so he gave me a new scheme for my area.
E vinifico la prima annata nel 1990.
And the first vintage was 1990.
Dopo un anno di barrique, mando i campioni, un anno e mezzo, pardon, di barrique.
After one and a half year in barrique.
Mando dei campioni per l'imbottigliamento.
I sent some samples to bottle.
E lui scrive sul collarino della bottiglia un cartoncino.
And he writes in a little piece of paper on the bottle.
Che ancora conservo.
That I still have.
Palari, il migliore vino fatto da noi questa nel 1990.
Palari, the best wine made in 1990.
Ma io non capivo, il migliore, tu fai tanti altri vini importanti.
At the time I didn't understand, you're making very important wines.
E lui mi ha detto, è così, aspetta 6 mesi prima di mandarlo a Veronelli, che aveva una rubrica su un settimanale importante, l'Espresso.
And he said, wait, it is the best. Wait 6 months to send the wine to Veronelli, which he had a very important magazine called L'Espresso.
E quando Veronelli assaggiò il vino, ha scritto l'articolo sull'Espresso dicendo: è nato il Romanè Conti d'Italia.
And when Veronelli tasted the wine, wrote in the Espresso, the Romanè Conti of Italy is born.
E tutti mi telefonavano, allora il...
And everybody was calling me.
25 anni fa il mondo del vino non era come adesso, un articolo faceva la differenza.
25 years ago the world of the wine wasn't like it is today, an article would make a lot of difference.
E mi telefonarono in tanti, ma io non avevo autorizzazione, i tappi li avevo comprati al negozio sotto casa.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I bought the corks downstairs in, you know, the little store downstairs.
Per 4 anni ho prodotto, ma non ero convinto del packaging.
For 4 years I produced the wine, but I wasn't convinced about the packaging.
E non vendevo. Dopo 4 anni, 1995, ho cominciato a vendere.
After 4 years I wasn't so sure, and then in 1995 finally I started to sell the wine.
E poi sono stato sempre premiato, ma lo ero anche prima di uscire.
And then I was extremely rewarded, but I was, even before I started to sell the wine, I was rewarded.
And what were the conditions of the vineyards? What did you find when you started to make the wine in 1990?
Ma era una vigna storica come lo è adesso.
It was an historic vineyard, as it is right now.
Adesso c'è un po' più di... Ecco, allora non era una vigna, come dire, intensiva.
It was an intensive vineyard at the time.
Il lavoro che faccio adesso è un lavoro che facciamo adesso, è un lavoro di aggiustamento, ma non è uno stravolgimento.
The work that we do right now, it's a work of adjusting, it's not a work of destroying and replanting.
Ha funzionato, perché cambiare?
It's working, why you change it?
And how should I understand the terroir of Messina? How is it different than other areas in Sicily?
Perché una vigna di collina, se è a 600 metri sul livello del mare...
Because if a hillside vineyard, if it is 600 meters above the sea level...
E in Sicilia l'altitudine è molto importante per dare finezza.
In Sicily it's extremely important to have the altitude to give finesse to the wine.
E poi Messina, a differenza dell'Etna, di Trapani, dell'interno...
And Messina, the difference between Messina and Trapani and Etna, the inland...
Ha il rapporto in altitudine col mare.
It has the relation in altitude with the sea.
Io sono a 1.5 km dal mare su terrazzamenti.
I am 1 mile away from the sea.
Nel mio vino lo iodio che si sente, la salinità che si sente è questa.
The salinity that you feel in the wine, that's the reason why.
So not just high altitude, but also you overlook the Strait of Messina and you get a coastal influence.
Esattamente, correct.
And what grape varieties did you find in your vineyard?
Che cosa hai trovato nella vigna? Che uve hai trovato nella vigna?
Ma quelli classici della Sicilia orientale.
The classic wine from that part of Sicily.
Nerello Mascalese, Cappuccio, Nocera and altri minori.
And minor grapes.
How does Nerello Mascalese and Nerello Cappuccio express itself in Messina, maybe differently than in Etna, or is it the same?
È un blend di vigna.
It's a blend of vine.
Nerello Mascalese è la base.
Nerello Mascalese is the base.
Cappuccio lo dice la parola stesso, è Cappuccio dei Monaci.
Cappuccio, the word itself says, because Cappuccio in Italian means hood.
Dà un po' di colore.
It gives a little bit of color.
Nocera dà una componente acida.
Nocera gives the acidity.
Che spesso nei vini del sud non c'è.
That often in the south part of Sicily you don't find.
Il terreno è un terreno sabbioso.
The terroir is sandy.
Sull'Etna,
in the Etna,
il terreno è diverso.
The terroir is different.
È black, è minerale,
it's mineral, it's
è vulcanico.
It's volcanic.
Questa differenza di terreno,
the difference in the terroir,
Messina, rapporto col mare, l'Etna, nessun rapporto col mare.
Messina has a relation to the sea, the Etna does not have relation to the sea.
Da stessi vitigni ci sono due mondi diversi.
From the same grape you have two completely different wines.
And do you feel that the plantings would have happened after the phylloxera crisis in Sicily? Is that why they're about 80 to 100?
Qualche piede... Adesso molti hanno vigna prefiloxera. Sì.
Right now a lot of people have prefiloxera wines.
Anch'io delle vigne prefiloxera.
I do have some vines.
Però... Saranno qualche centinaio, certo non si può fare 10.000 bottiglie.
I have probably a couple hundred, so you cannot make 10,000 bottles.
Bisogna avere l'onestà di dirlo questo.
We need to be honest and say that.
È solo una testimonianza per dire che un territorio è talmente forte, talmente sano, che ha resistito pure alla fillossera.
It's just a witness to see that this terroir so strong resists to the phylloxera.
And what about Nocera? What's it like to grow?
Ma sono degli uvaggi tardivi.
It's a late harvest.
Spesso si parla di varietà, ma non si parla dell'impianto.
Quite often you speak about the varietal, but you don't speak about the vinification of the wine.
Quando si parla dei vitigni, bisogna parlare sempre del sistema dell'impianto.
When you talk about the vines, you always need to talk about the system.
Nerello Mascalese, Cappuccio e Nocera, Spalliera è un fallimento.
Norella Mascalese, Cappuccio e Spalliera.
El Nocera.
El Nocera. When you put it side by side, it's a disaster.
Alberello è perfetto.
The Alberello is absolutely perfect.
Per cui sono tutte, rispondo alla domanda, sono varietà tardive.
They are late harvest varietal.
Ma perché sull'alberello le radici vanno in profondità e si difendono dalla siccità?
Because in the Alberello system, the roots, they go very, very deep to prevent the dry season.
Do you do multiple harvests? Does the Norello ripen before the Nocera?
Ma quando è possibile, sì.
When it's possible, yes.
Ma io non amo il blend a freddo.
I'm not very keen for the cold blend.
Cioè tagliare i vini un attimo prima di imbottigliare.
You know, mix the wine a moment before you...
Subito dopo la vendemmia avviene un mariage più intimo.
After the harvest, the marriage is going to... There is more intimacy among the grapes.
Con i rischi che questo comporta.
With the risk that involves.
You prefer to ferment all the grape varieties together.
Anche se ciò non avviene...
Even if it doesn't happen...
Subito dopo la fermentazione alcolica si fa un assemblaggio e quindi la malolattica e la maturazione in legno avviene assieme.
Right after the fermentation, the regular fermentation, you blend the grapes together. At that point, the malolactic fermentation appear together in the barrel.
So you might pick separately, do the alcoholic fermentation, and then do the blend for the mallow and wood.
In alcuni anni, se no vendemmio tutto assieme.
In some years, it depends on the vintage. Sometimes I blend everything together to make the alcoholic fermentation.
And do you ferment in steel?
Noi abbiamo lieviti indigeni.
We have indigenous yeast.
Fermentazione in acciaio a temperatura controllata.
Temperature control, stainless steel.
Prima del completamento della fermentazione alcolica.
Before the end of the alcoholic fermentation.
Pressatura soffice.
Soft press.
E si va in barrique.
And then we go in barrique.
In barrique completa la fermentazione alcolica e malolattica.
In barrique we complete the alcoholic and malolactic fermentation.
Matura.
Mature.
E poi si va in bottiglia.
Then it goes in bottle.
Senza filtraggio.
Without
e
filtering,
senza chiarifica.
And without clarifying the wine.
Solo una sgrossatura.
Just a little clean up.
Are these grape varieties where you do a long maceration with the skins or is it a short time?
Dipende dall'annata.
It depends on the vintage.
10-12 giorni.
Dipende. 10-12 days, more or less.
Dipende dall'annata.
It depends on the vintage.
E usciamo sempre almeno dopo 2-3 anni di affinamento in bottiglia.
We always release the wine after 2 or 3 years of finishing in the barrel.
Se hai l'ambizione,
if you're ambitious,
di fare le fermentazioni in legno,
to ferment the wine in wood,
e di non filtrare,
and no filtration,
devi avere l'ambizione e l'onestà,
you need to be honest,
di fare tempi lunghi di affinamento in bottiglia.
You need to be honest and leave the wine for the longest time in the bottle.
And what about mallow? Does that happen quickly or does that take a long time?
La Sicilia è una terra calda.
Sicily is a very warm land.
Si rischia di averla subito, ma se hai delle cantine ben climatizzate naturalmente, avviene slow.
You risk to have it right away, but if your cantine are very well temperature controlled, you have it a slow one.
Because if it's warmer, it goes faster.
Correct.
In Sicilia il caldo è un problema.
The heat in Sicily is a problem.
A Bordeaux non fa caldo.
In Bordeaux it's not that warm.
Perché, vedi, e spesso in Sicilia c'è una maturazione finta.
You see, in Sicily we have almost a fake maturation.
Perché?
Why?
L'acino.
The berry.
Col caldo.
With the heat.
Si disidrata.
It dehydrates.
Diventa dolce.
It becomes sweet.
Perché c'è una concentrazione di zuccheri.
So the concentration of the sugar.
non perché è matura.
Not because it's mature, but because
quindi è dolce.
It is sweet.
Sweet. Ha alcol.
There is alcohol.
Ma polifenoli, antociani, tannini.
But the tannins, polifenoli.
Non sono maturi.
They're not mature.
Questo avviene quando ci sono delle estati molto calde.
This has happened when we have very hot summers.
Quindi per avere la slow maturation.
So to have a slow maturation.
E tutte le componenti mature assieme.
And all the components they're going to mature at the same time.
Devi avere l'altitudine, l'escursione termica.
You need to have the altitude, you need to have the thermal excursion between cold and warm.
Ed un'ottima aerazione.
And very good winds.
Ventilato.
Yes, a good ventilation.
You have very cold nights then.
Escursione termica, ma devi essere in alto.
But you need to be high up.
So a good vintage is a cool vintage. A good vintage in this area is one that's not so hot.
Moderata.
Yes. Moderation. In moderation.
And what kind of variance do you see vintage to vintage? I mean, what's the range?
Ma nella calda a volte c'è una piccola concentrazione, cioè quando tu hai alberello, quando hai vitigni autoctoni.
There is a little more concentration in a hot vintage when you have alberello, when you have indigenous grape.
La differenza fra un'annata e l'altra è lieve.
The difference between the vintage, it's not so substantial.
Se tu hai merlot, che non è un vitigno autoctono, sul mare, a spalliera.
If you have a merlot right on the sea.
O Cabernet. A spalliera, sul livello del mare.
If you have a sea level.
L'annata ti può salvare o ti può devastare.
The vintage can save you or can destroy you.
It's dry and that probably means you have less disease pressure, less problems with rot and mildew.
Sì. Il ventilato è secco.
And there is a very good ventilation.
And are these grape varieties that flower early or flower late?
Ma dipende come che tipo di potatura fai.
It depends the way that you're going to harvest.
What do you prefer?
Tu la bassa resa la puoi avere in tre modi.
You can have low result in three ways.
La bassa resa è qualità.
Low result is quality.
La puoi avere perché fai una potatura stretta.
You can have it because you have a tight harvest.
Perché fai la vendemmia verde.
Because you do a green harvest.
Oppure hai una resa bassa perché l'alberello è vecchio.
Oh, you can have a low result on the vine because the alberello is very old.
Ed è il nostro caso.
And that's the case of the Pallari wines.
La profondità, il calore, te lo dà la bassa resa naturale.
The depth, the warmth is going to give you the natural low resolution.
So this isn't a good place to train vines on wires, basically, is what you're saying.
In Sicilia viene tutto bene.
In Sicily, everything comes well.
La tradizione è un'altra.
The tradition is different.
So you go and release the wine commercially in 1995, and who was making a Faro at that time? Anyone?
Ma c'era solo un produttore, la DOC rischiava di scomparire, perché la legge dice se non ci sono tre produttori per tre anni scompare.
There was only one producer and the DOC was disappearing because the law is that if you don't have at least three producers for 3 years, the DOC is going to disappear.
C'era solo un produttore e un istituto agrario.
There was a consortio and there wasn't one producer.
Adesso altri sulla mia scia sono partiti e adesso siamo 5 produttori.
Right now we are 5 producers, some of them they follow my lead.
Io sono il più grande, con meno di 3 ettari.
He is the biggest with the less than 3 hectares.
Sometimes people say Calabrese is in the wine, which I think is Nero d'Avola. Is there any Calabrese in your wine?
Il Calabrese è simile a Nero d'Avola.
The Calabrese is very similar to Nero d'Avola.
Io non amo il Nero d'Avola.
I'm not a Nero d'Avola lover.
Pur riconoscendo che ha avuto un grande merito e una grande storia in Sicilia.
Even recognizing that he has a very good history in Sicily.
Anche perché se si parla di Sicilia è anche per il Nero d'Avola.
And if we talk about Sicily it's also because of Nero d'Avola and mainly because of Nero d'Avola.
Ma il mio cuore non batte Nero d'Avola.
But my heart it doesn't beat for the Nero d'Avola.
Batte in Borgogna.
Batte in Borgogna. It beats in Borgogna. In Burgundy.
So you make two wines, the Rosso del Soprano and the Pallari Faro.
E sono le stesse uve.
Same grapes.
Io non ho tutte le vigne a Faro DOC riconosciute burocraticamente.
Not all my vines, they are legally DOC.
Per cui con le barrique, col passaggio di un anno.
So with a barrique, when you pass the wine for 1 year in the barrique,
dalle stesse uve faccio un vino più pronto, più facile.
With the same grapes, I make a wine that is more approachable.
Cioè, quindi barrique col passaggio di un anno.
Barrique with 1 year.
Non sosta 2 anni come il Palari Faro Doc, ma sosta 1 anno in barrique.
So the Rosso del Soprano, instead of wait 2 years in the barrique, it stays only 1 year.
E invece di 3 anni di affinamento ne fa 1.5-2.
And instead of 3 years in the bottle, it spends 1.5 years, 2 years.
And how do you find those two wines to age once they've been released? Because a lot of times we don't see a lot of Etna producers pre-1995. So in this market, there's not a lot of knowledge about how Nerello ages in the bottle.
Io ho delle vecchie annate che metto alla prova, è così, sono il più vecchio io, ho 25 anni di storia, ma abbiamo assaggiato il 94, 95.
I taste older vintage. Each year I try to taste it, the older vintage, and make sure that the wine is aging well. And we tasted 1994, we tasted 1995, the vintages, they're still very good.
So how does Nerello change in the bottle? What flavors happen later in time?
Il Nerello Mascalese non ha mai sentori facili.
The Nerello Mascalese never has an easy characteristic.
Ha sempre sentori di terra, di cuoio, come un Pinot, con un calore mediterraneo.
Leather, earth, like a Pinot Mediterranean Pinot.
Per cui l'evoluzione è un'evoluzione in questo senso. Alla fine trovi terra bagnata, trovi sentori animali.
So the evolution it's in that direction. Sometimes you find wet soil animal.
Insomma, è un vino che si evolve, non resta fermo come certi vini con la cellulite.
It's a wine that it doesn't stay still like certain wine with cellulite.
So the aging in barrique, what is the advantage of that? Does it give a deeper color? Does it give a longer life?
La barrique è uno strumento pericoloso.
It's a very dangerous instrument. The barrique is a very dangerous instrument.
Perché ha un impatto a volte devastante sul vino.
Because sometimes it has a devastating impact on the wine.
Se non hai una qualità eccelsa del vino, dell'uva.
If you don't have a superb quality on the grapes.
La barrique fa danni.
I believe that the barrique damaged the wine.
Nerello Mascalese è utile perché lo dice la parola Nerello.
In the Nerello Mascalese, the word itself says Nerello, little
senza,
dark.
Senza grande colore.
Without a lot of color.
La barrique dà un fissaggio del colore.
The barrique gives a little hint of color.
È utile.
Is useful.
Però devi dare tempi di affinamento lunghi poi.
But then you need to finish the wine in the bottle for longest time.
Che è un investimento anche finanziario.
Which is also a financial investment.
And how has your relationship with Donato Lanati evolved over time?
Ma è importante, pure l'enologo, il winemaker, è come la barrique. Se non stai attento al sopravvento.
The enologo, the winemaker, it's like the barrique. If you're not careful, it's going to overtake you.
È importante avere il dialogo giusto.
It's very important to have the communication.
Lui senza di me non farebbe quel vino.
He wouldn't make this wine without me.
Lui, io senza di lui non farei lo stesso vino.
Me, without him, I couldn't make the wine either.
Perché è importante il monitoraggio costante del vino.
Because it's very important that we monitor the wine constantly.
E prima ancora del lavoro in vigna.
Even before the work that is done in the vineyard.
And what about your relationship with your brother Giampero?
Beh, di armonia, lui è quotidianamente presente in vigna e in cantina, io anche, però...
Harmony, it's a harmony. He's constantly present in the vineyard. I try to be there as much as I can.
Io ho sempre un piede in cantina e in vigna e curo un po' la commercializzazione.
I have, you know, one step in the vineyard and one step it's on the promotion.
Have there been vintages that surprised you, that you learned from, that looking back you hadn't expected to go the way that they did?
Ma il 1998 l'ho sottovalutato.
I underestimate the 1998.
E poi invece nel tempo ha dato una grande evoluzione.
And then developing the wine, he gave a very, very good evolution.
Il 2005 è una delle mie annate preferite.
2005 is one of my favorite.
2003 pensavo che
2003,
essendo una delle estati più calde del secolo,
since it was one of the warmest summer of the century,
poteva essere un vino scotto, invece no.
I thought it was going to be a cooked wine, instead it wasn't.
E il 2009 è invece una annata molto equilibrata, senza eccessi.
And 2009 it's very balanced.
Di grande eleganza, che è la mia aspirazione.
Extremely elegant, which it is what I'm striving for.
And that's the release that's in the market now. That's the current release.
Sì, più ancora, prossima uscita. Sì.
It's almost ready.
And how have you seen the reception for Sicilian wines change in the period of time that you've been making wine?
Ma un grande risultato, che prima nel mondo c'era solo Corvo di Sala Paruta, adesso si parla di Sicilia.
In the past it was related only to Corvo di Sala Paruta, and right now we have many wines in Sicily.
Poi, come in tutte le regioni, ci sono vini di qualità, vini non di qualità, vini onesti, vini meno onesti.
And like in every other region, you have quality wine, you have not such a quality wine, you have honest wine and you have not such a honest wine.
Questo come in Toscana, come in Piemonte.
This is like in Tuscany, like in Piedmont.
Ancora la strada è lunga.
We have a long road to walk.
Perché, pensa, in Sicilia si produce più uva del Piemonte e della Toscana messi assieme.
Because think about it, that in Sicily we produce more grapes than Piedmont and Tuscany together.
Il vino in bottiglia non supera il 20%.
The wine in the bottle, it doesn't go over 20%.
Le considerazioni sono naturali.
You have a natural train of consideration.
So most people sell it in bulk.
Sì, vende le uve, aceto, mosto concentrato.
You name it, yes.
Have you ever done any work with white wine?
No, è un altro mondo.
No, it's another world.
Mio nonno diceva, il vino bianco è buono.
And my grandfather used to say, the white wine is good.
Ma è roba per signorina.
But it's tough for ladies.
No. I love il vino bianco.
I love white wine.
Moraché, I love i vini dell'Irpinia, i vini dell'Alto Adige.
I love Montrachet, I love wine from Alto Adige, I love wine from Irpinia.
Alcuni vini dell'Etna.
Some wine from Etna.
Ma è un mondo diverso quello del vino bianco.
But it's a different world, the world of white wines.
Non a caso mi piacciono i vini bianchi vinificati come se fossero vini rossi.
No other, I like white wine that they're vinified like almost red wines.
Certi vini bianchi, se non hai chiarifica, il freddo, non è possibile farli, e non è il mio mondo.
Some white wine, if you don't have the right condition, I don't make it, it's not my world.
And what about rosé? Do you ever bleed off a bit of a tank to get a little rosé for drinking at home?
Ti do una news.
I give you the news.
Ho comprato un piccolo borgo sull'Etna.
I bought a little piece of land in the Etna.
Poi ti faccio vedere le foto.
I'm going to show you the picture later.
Con alberi secolari.
With
alberello.
A 100-year-old alberellis.
Voglio fare un rosato da vino rosso.
I want to make a rosé wine of red
da
wine.
Da uve rosse.
From red grapes.
Bisogna avere il coraggio di prendere una grande uva rossa che puoi fare una DOC di vino rosso.
You need to be courageous to take a wine, that a grape that you can make a great DOC from red wine.
E fare un rosato.
And create a rosé.
Sapendo che non potrai mai ottenere il prezzo del vino rosso.
Knowing that you will never acquire the price that you would acquire with red wine.
Questo sì, questo mi stimola e forse lo farò.
I think this one, you know, it can stimulate me and I think I will do it.
Per adesso sono nella fase sperimentale, quindi c'è la sua scuola, ma ancora non si è partiti in una maniera, come dire.
It's still experimental. We didn't start yet the project.
How have you found the soil types to differ?
Il terreno dell'Etna è un territorio estremamente marcante. Caratterizzante.
The Etna terroir, it gives a lot of character. It's very predominant.
Se non si sta attenti,
if you are not careful,
si rischia di fare un'omologazione perché il terreno è troppo forte.
You risk to do something that it's very flat because the terroir is so strong.
So maybe nice for rosé that you drink a little early.
Io penso di sì.
I think so.
Do you also see that being aged in wood?
Forse una parte.
Part of it. Perhaps.
Magari grande botte, non barrique.
But no barrique. Big barrel.
Was there a limit to future vineyard acquisition in Faro for you?
Sì. Non esiste là di fondo. Sono terreni così piccolissimi appezzamenti.
They are very small parcels.
Posso fare 3,000 bottiglie in più, ma non...
Perhaps if I'm going to stretch it, I'm going to make 3,000 more bottles.
Ma è impensabile la grande dimensione
but
al Faro.
The big production, it's impossible in Faro.
Ma io non voglio, non è nella mia filosofia, nel mio stile.
It's not my philosophy, it's not my style to do something like that.
So when you decided to also purchase in Etna, what were you thinking about in terms of the parcel? What's important to buy when you're buying a parcel on Etna?
Acquistato più da architetto, no? Perché c'era un vecchio palmento, delle vecchie case.
I bought because...
Vecchi alberi da frutto.
More from the architect point of view. There were old houses, there were some...
alberi da frutto.
Trees, yes.
Quello del vino viene dopo.
The wine came after. Right now I'm stimulated.
And in terms of Faro, what should I be eating with that when I drink it?
Ma è un vino rosso a tannini eleganti.
Elegant tannins.
È red wine. È un vino che sta bene con l'agnello, con aromi mediterranei, vitello, con... però...
It's a wine that it goes very well, it passes very well with lamb, with Mediterranean feelings, with Mediterranean aromas.
Però a me piace molto con il pesce salsato, con pomodoro, pinoli.
Personally, I love it with fish. But fish with little tomato sauce, pinoli nuts, a little bit of olives.
Come il pesce spada o il tonno, io lo adoro con il pesce.
Like swordfish and forte. Tuna. I personally adore the Faro with the fish.
When you've traveled around the world, what has been the reception to the wines that you sell in different markets?
E la costante che mi è stata detta.
Often what I received.
Il tuo vino è un vino singolare.
It is, your wine is very singular.
Che non ha confronti con Nebbiolo, Sangiovese, Cabernet, Nero d'Avola.
You cannot compare this wine with the most well-known grapes.
Ecco, la massa non conosce questo genere di vino, ma chi lo conosce...
The average consumer doesn't know this type of wine, but who knows this wine...
Capisce questa differenza.
Understand the difference.
E questo per, secondo me è un appeal.
And this is for me it's extremely appealing.
Se oggi sono qui non è un caso.
If I'm here today it's not by accident.
And what has been the reception within Sicily? How do people view the wines that you make on the island?
Bah, il siciliano consuma vini locali, c'è già tanto di quel vino che però i ristoranti importanti, i ristoranti stellati...
In Sicilia we use a lot of wine, we have a lot of wine. The average consumer uses the wine that he finds around him. But in very good restaurants, the restaurant with stars...
Lo considerano un vino, un fiore all'occhiello, insomma.
They consider the Faro like a very prestigious wine, yes.
So Veronelli told you you needed to go to Faro and revitalize it or it would disappear. Did you see other things disappear in Sicily during your career?
Ma inizialmente sì.
In the beginning, yes.
Questa nuova moda del vino, anche siciliano, quello che dicevo prima, il merito del Nero d'Avola.
This new style of wine that is coming out from Sicily, it's because of the Nero d'Avola.
Ha incoraggiato diversi produttori, per cui si è salvato il Moscato di Noto.
Encourages a lot of producers, so right now we have the Moscato di Noto.
Quello di Siracusa.
The Moscato of Siracusa.
E tanti, l'Etna è rinata negli ultimi 6 anni, proprio per questo.
In
per
the
cui,
last 6 years, Etna was reborn again.
Per cui le vecchie DOC si sono salvate, come il Mamertino.
The old DOC, they are saved now, like the Mamertino.
Salvatore Gerashi, he's a magician that makes things reappear. Thank you very much for being here today.
Sono io che ringrazio te per l'onore che mi hai dato. Poi è New York, capisci? Sempre New York. Per un siciliano che si ricorda il cinema, gli emigranti, è un momento particolare. Grazie a te.
I thank you. And for a Sicilian person that remembers immigrants, it's something always particular.
Salvatore Gerashi of Pollari. Recently, a regular listener of the show reached out to me and asked why didn't I have a wine club that they could get regular shipments of wines that we picked for the show to be shipped to them.
That's something that we'd be happy to arrange with Crush, who's our retail partner. And if you're interested in that as well, simply send me an email at levyopenswine@gmail.com. That's levyopenswine@gmail.com. And let me know that you might also be interested in automatic shipments of wines that we've picked out to go specially with these interviews, and also picked out because we really like them. We'll be happy to figure it out with you with Crush. Send me an email at levyopenswine@gmail.com and we can talk further about it. It'll be a simple process to set up and you'll be on your way to drinking a whole lot better, or at least more in tune with the show, which is, hey, not that bad of a thing. Thanks for your support. See you in the email. Thanks for listening. You can find us on our website at alldrinktothatpod.com, where you can find information about purchasing a t-shirt if you'd like, or find back episodes. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter as well at drinktothatpod. And I'm on Instagram with some wine photos, probably too many wine photos, really. But, you know, if you like wine, maybe you do if you listen to the show. It's Levy Opens Wine with L-E-V-I at the start there. Levy Opens Wine on Instagram. In terms of the show itself, one of the real frustrations that we have is that oftentimes people treat it like a secret. It's like that special restaurant that they really like, that when they go, they like it because they can sit down immediately. Not a lot of people know about it. It's not too crowded. Well, the thing with restaurants like that is a lot of times they close. And the reason they close is because they don't reach enough clientele. And what I would suggest to you is, if you like the show, you can help us out a lot by sharing it with your friends or sharing it with your enemies, really. I really don't care. But make your voice heard in support of the show if you like the show. You can do that by sharing a post on Instagram. You can do that by retweeting a tweet. You can do that by leaving a comment in iTunes, which is super helpful, actually, or subscribing to the show on iTunes, which is equally as helpful. They're the kind of things that go a real long way in terms of a small show like this that tries to over-deliver with content and tries to give you the best each week, actually a couple times a week. We could always use more support, frankly, and if you're listening, thank you for doing that. Please take the next step and help introduce other people to the show as well by sharing with your friends or leaving a comment on iTunes so that our ratings go a little bit higher and we can get the word out a little bit better. And more people will be drinking better wine in a more informed fashion. We're there for you. Please help us out on the other side. We love you.